383. I'm not going to be able to do that. Thank you. Okay, let me be honest with you. It was not my intention to do kind of a semi-lazy podcast. That's not how this all started out. Initially, I was just like, well, I have this new Max Corbat show, and I want to start with that. That's kind of a nice long piece. You know, let's open with a... I like to sometimes open with a long piece, right? Get you settled in. I'm like, oh, Altus has a new one that I really like. I want to put that in there. And I wanted to get some Igneous. And it just got quiet, and the pieces got long. And it was actually going to stop around the 45-minute mark, and I was going to kind of change direction. And then I was actually in the car at one point, and another quiet piece came on, and I thought, well, you know what? Why don't we just stick with this kind of thing, and we'll make it semi-lazy. Easy enough, right? The important part is, did you enjoy it? I think you probably did. So let's talk about the music that we were listening to. We started off, as I said, with Max Corbat from Atmospheric Twilight. That was called Stillness Glow. Altus, after that, from Hidden Realms and Vacant Spaces with The Place Between. Then it was Steve Roach. Like many of you, I've been listening to Steve Roach for a long time, and I have a lot of favorite albums. There is something about this new one, Rest of Life, that has made an amazing connection with me. I'd rank it up there with my top favorite Steve Roach albums. Which, of course, Dreamtime Return is in there, Into the Majestic. But there's something going on here. So maybe you feel the same. The piece that I pulled off of that for you is called Future Informing. After that, Igneous Flame teaming up with Cadia Stryer. And they've worked together before, but typically with Katie doing artwork for Pete Kelly's albums. But here, they come together musically on a great album called Cobra, and that track was Enchant. I happen to have another new Igneous Flame album sitting in the holding tank, so we're going to get to that sometime very soon, I'm sure. After them, it was Adoma with an excerpt from Ordinary Scenes, Giallo. That's giallo, like the, well, it's yellow. It's like the Italian film style. Don't know if it pertains to the film style or just yellow. Who knows? Speaking of colors, Philip Wilkerson after that from Silver Afternoon. That was called The Horizon of Night. And then one of the tracks, actually, the Adoma made me think we were just going to keep going kind of quietly, but this one, probably even more so. Again, in the car one day, I was like, I need to put this into this latest episode. It's Marta Mist from Eyes Like Pools, and that was called We Have Business to Attend To. And we ended up with Offland from The Moon Rituals. This is kind of fascinating. Tim Dwyer, who is Offland, kind of set himself a, I don't know, ground rules for this album. Beautiful, like a long album. He would only record or mix it during a full moon. So it took him like 3 years to finish it. But he just kind of drew that inspiration and that feeling from being under a full moon. And it's an incredible album. It's just so deep. So much going on. Really worth your checking it out. That track was called Talisman, Endless Rose. That is Hypnagogue Podcast number 383. Hey, the next episode we will celebrate turning 14 and heading into our 15th year. So completed. I always do this math wrong. We have completed 14 years as of the next show. We are heading off into year number 15. I have something planned, and all I will say is that your feed may have a surprising addition to it in 2 weeks. Something is coming along with the 384th show. I think you're going to dig it. I'm being vague. I'm being vague on purpose. I'll tell you this. 384 was going to start a certain way, and then I said to myself, oh, if I'm going to do that, then... And I got this other idea, and I think you're going to like it. I really do. So keep an eye out for that. The easiest way to keep an eye out for that is to subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't done so already, it's easy to do. Just go to wherever you get podcasts and put in Hypnagogue Podcast, and what do you know, there it is. You can also have it emailed to you. If you're feeling a little bit old school, just head over to hypnagoguepodcast.com. Over on the right-hand side, there is a box where you put your email address, and just like that, it starts showing up in your inbox every 2 weeks for as long as I continue to do it. And may I just also say, you can go to this, while you're over at hypnagoguepodcast.com, also in that right-hand menu, there is a link to the archives over at archive.org. Everything from episode 2 to, 300 and something. There's about 100 episodes at hypnagoguepodcast.com, and everything else is over at archive.org. So check all those out. I frequently go over there and just pop on an old show and see what I sounded like when I was a younger man. I like the way I sound right now. Thank you very much. My name is John Shanahan. It is my pleasure every 2 weeks to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Please join me in 2 weeks. Put on your birthday hat. Please don't show up in your birthday suit. I will talk with you then. And my very good friends, I bid you all peace and power.